This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's that time of the week again as we kick off our broadcast week here on GCN, our home in radio. And this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll call him my co-host at this point, if he doesn't mind. John Rappaport is back from No More Fake News. I tell you what, you know, we've been doing shows for years together, but I don't know that we've ever consistently done them on a weekly basis together. And I have to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed. We've only missed, I think, 2 weeks this calendar year once this thing started, you know, with COVID crisis in full-on panic mode, covering it the way that only you can cover it and we get together and do it. And it's just been a great year for that.
Yeah, it has been, Robert. Yeah, we never did it on this consistent a basis before, so we're packing in all kinds of info, folks.
Yeah, I was thinking of the positive things that have happened in the era of COVID crazy, and I think this is one of them. Getting together with my buddy John Rappaport regularly on the air to be able to talk about things that, if people are talking about them, they certainly don't talk about them the way we're able to get together and kind of weave these stories and history perspectives that really alleviate fear for me. I mean, once I realized a lot of the lies going way back to virology and the claim that viruses are the deadly things that are going to kill us or cause cancer and on, you know, the wake up for me is learning homeopathy and then reading about, of course, the things you uncovered. It filled these gaps that were often filled with fear prior to that, because you generally believe these scary pronouncements that we're all going to die, you've got no control, just come here, get a drug, get a vaccine, whatever it is. And so for those of you who know John for many years or me for many years, you may be not living in that fear realm, but we recognize so many others around us are, and it's causing some strange behaviors that used to be kind of aberrant, but a lot of anger, even violence, is manifesting due to this constant state of fear, John.
Yeah. You know, when you take things to their extreme conclusion, which we've been warning about for a long time, because if people are deadly afraid of germs, then they're opening the door to operations aimed at stoking that fear and the consequences that can be obtained, shall we say, by those in power, because they're always looking for openings. Okay, what are people afraid of? What can we exploit here? And how far can we go? And this time they've hit the jackpot. So they're very happy. And that is insane, yes. But they've exploited this to the hilt. And so people are being driven to the edge of the cliff and beyond by their own fear.
Well, exactly, and this is the point of what I feel like we do. Yes, we can acknowledge and report on things that could be considered and defined as scary or fear-inducing, but by seeing through what we call the illusion of their claims, as opposed to the validity of their claims, it should dissipate at least some of the fear. I mean, some of it gets ratcheted up because it's like, oh my gosh, if they've lied to us and they're succeeding at it, that's pretty scary. And I guess there's legitimate reason to look around and go, I'm a little bit more concerned about the neighbor who believes all the lies than I am about those who are telling the lies.
Yeah, there's that too, no question about it. And that's part of the operation. If you look at the Soviet Union, East Germany, Nazi Germany, other China, they enlist citizens as kind of monitors and police in their own way to shame other people and keep them under control. That's part of any kind of fascist operation.
Mm-hmm.
You get the people that have been wanting to exert this kind of power. They're really unthinking people. They think they know something, but they don't. And so they want to sign up. I'll help the government. And this can be scary. It's not all fun and games by any stretch of the imagination, which we've covered many times on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
The economic wreckage is just unbelievable, and it's not stopping. So there is that. But at the same time, I heartily agree with what you're saying, because what we're doing in these conversations is dissipating the fear. We're showing people for themselves that the propaganda is not science, is not real. It's an illusion, and you don't have to buy it.
Hmm. Yeah, one of your recent articles last week talked about how this thing got started or ratcheted up, and it's entitled COVID, How Self-Entitled Frauds at Imperial College Changed the World. Now, we have been reporting on this, and others, even mainstream articles have been written about Ferguson and his computer modeling not working, but you kind of dismantle it further as they've looked further into, I guess, the computer programs that they ran to say everybody on the planet would die, basically.
Yeah, in my article, I found a very good analysis done by a pro of the code that Ferguson and his team at Imperial College, which, by the way, Ferguson's institute there is funded by Bill Gates, tens of millions a year. So, essentially, what the analysis says is the code is very old-fashioned. It's completely out of date. It's not professional. And it has so many bugs in it, and obviously they've tried at Imperial College to fix it and failed, because there's a threshold, and if you go beyond it, no fix is going to work. And one of the startling things that's pointed out, actually two, in this analysis is the people at Imperial College acknowledge that if you take the code that they've been using and you input the set of data that they're using to make these fake predictions about deaths from COVID, if you run the same set of data with the same code multiple times, you will get different results.
Oh, man.
They admit this.
That's messed up.
Right? They admit it. And they further admit that if you run it on different computers, you will get different results.
I don't even know how
this
make
is amateur night at Dixie. I mean, this isn't even, you know, this isn't even vaguely approaching anything that you could defend. And the people at Imperial College know this. So their excuse or their workaround or their fake pronouncement about all of this is just take the multiple runs with the different results, average them out, and that will be a useful number.
Averaging results that have no actual meaning due to the code being so... Oh, I don't even know how they write code to do what you're telling me that it's done. That one of our public officials at the federal level by the name of Dr. Deborah Birx then goes to Trump and says to the journalists as well, we now, because of this, what we call the computer projection, we need to tell everybody to stay home and don't gather with 10 or more people. I remember when they came out with this, and I'm like, in Utah, that means some people are going to have to live outside because there are big families in Utah. I mean, it was crazy what they were saying, and now we're learning it was based on completely faulty data on top of faulty data and averaging of faulty data.
Exactly. So the back end, so to speak, where the code is. And on top of that, which we've covered before, we don't have to go back through all the details, Ferguson, who is unanimously praised by his colleagues, all of whom are in the same game that he is, computer projections, modeling, as they call it, failure one after another in making predictions. And this has also been pointed out in mainstream now. So you put those two things together, and you say, this is why we're living in the... This is a main contributor. This influenced Boris Johnson in the UK and Trump and other countries, France, Germany, and others, to say, we have to lock down. I mean, it's completely preposterous. And you would think that some mainstream journalists would get a hold of this and make hay out of it, because it would be a fantastic story if they really played it up. But, of course, that's not happening.
No, I mean, if you do the right kind of math, which, again, it's not even controversial to say that the data was bad and the results and the predictions were bad at this point, but... Where is the response that's appropriate to finding that out? Which is exactly what you point out. It's like, wait, everything that we've done because of those things have been bad, wrong, or not, and not validated in any scientific realm. And then we continue to make one more mistake, another mistake, and we get further and further off the mark to the point of self-destruction, right? Whether it be economic and or the resulting chaos that we're seeing in some cases if people don't get more quote-unquote free money from the government just to keep in their houses and homes, the rents, everything else, and the elevated levels of homicide, suicide, etc., due to living in a state of constant fear, unknown, fight or flight, etc. So with that in mind, John and I are going to continue this discussion, hopefully help you see through the illusion to recognize that you have the power to out-create a lot of this bad stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. We acknowledge it, but we want to help you get out of it so that you stop living in fear, and that alone will be a tremendous step forward into a different kind of future considering what they're trying to impose on us all now. We'll be right back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Stick with us.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so we don't go farther afield with bogus predictions. We've got to rein this back in if we can. And I know that I'm not expecting Trump, as much as I'd like him to say, you know what, we were all duped, let's get back to business, let's go back to work. It'd be nice if that happened. In the meantime, we're going to try at our level best to let you know that you can do this on the localest of local levels. But this Ferguson mess, it just keeps paying horrible dividends for the people and really good dividends potentially for Big Pharma.
You bet. And Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Just want to backtrack a little bit here. So the predictions that rolled out of Imperial College in Ferguson were 500,000 deaths from COVID in the UK and 2 million in the US. That's what set everybody's teeth on edge, and that's what was accepted, and therefore the lockdowns, the economic wreckage, and so on. And so as we discussed in the previous segment, all of that was just based on nothing, and it was complete fraud, and people should be going to prison as we speak for it, and we should be reversing course. But no. I mean, I think part of what people fail to realize or acknowledge is when something looks insane, it often is, and you're not crazy, they are. So, for example, if someone were to say, well, then, from what you're saying, everything should be reversed. We should be hearing pronouncements from politicians, political leaders in all countries saying, we went off on the wrong track and we now have to step back from this and open up the economies and forget about all of this, all these restraints. And then people say, but, you know, that couldn't be. so they must be right, I must be wrong. No, you're right and they're wrong. You're sane and they're crazy. That's the truth of the matter.
Well, you know, the people that have recognized this are the only sane people in the room.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the people that are surrounding Trump, as I said, are by and large in on it, in on this devastating corruption, in on the scamdemic that we talk about. Not that people haven't died or have been sick. We've never denied that. That's not our point. The point is causation, which we've gone through as well. But in this context, if everything was set into motion by completely bogus predictions based on modeling that could not be substantiated because it was not valid to begin with, and now they know it, and everybody knows it, that's not even a point of controversy, and they're not stopping and reversing course, for the most part. We're seeing lockdowns continue, even in Republican-held states, where you think that they might know better. And so the people around Trump include this guy, CDC, current CDC Director Robert Redfield, of which one of the most important stories you've written recently is this one on Redfield, the letter that should have destroyed his career. How does this guy even have a job?
Exactly. So when people read this piece, again, don't want to sit and quote, you know, chapter and verse over and over again, but Redfield has been around for a long time. He's now the director of the CDC, and he's, of course, a key member in the White House Coronavirus Task Force, so he has tremendous influence, and he is very influential and among other areas in getting a vaccine approved. Well, we go back many years. He was in the Army as a lieutenant colonel doing research on an HIV vaccine, which never came to market, was never approved. But in Army investigations, and you can read the chapter and verse of this, the data were juggled, many mistakes were made. The implication was from Army investigators that Redfield had acted unethically, that even after he admitted his errors that he had made on behalf of saying the vaccine was good and effective, he continued to continue that line of lying, even though he had already admitted that, quote, mistakes were made.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read it, it's pretty devastating. I mean, the guy, in fact, one of the recommendations in an Army conference, a small meeting that was put together to figure out what to do with this, one of the recommendations was that Redfield should be at least temporarily suspended from having anything to do with...
Dude, and now he's, you know, on the task force. Look, we got to take a break. Back with John Rappaport. We're going to continue on the corruption of what is known as the coronavirus scamdemic of 2020 at this point. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Neil Kashari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, called for a nationwide economic shutdown of up to 6 weeks to get the coronavirus pandemic completely under control, warning that the rest of 2020 could be much worse than America has experienced thus far. In a New York Times op-ed, he wrote, "The next 6 months could make what we have experienced so far seem just like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. With many schools and colleges starting, stores and businesses reopening, and the beginning of the indoor heating season, new case numbers will grow quickly," using information from the Center for Infectious Disease Research. President Trump has insisted that states resist the urge to roll back reopenings. He said earlier this week, when asked about Kashari's comments, "The country is not going back to shutdowns." Aside from the economic shutdown he's calling for, he also called for more stimulus relief from the federal government. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of bikers have poured into the small South Dakota city of Sturgis as the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally rumbled to life despite fears it could lead to a massive coronavirus outbreak. The rally will become the largest public gathering since the pandemic began, with organizers expecting over 250,000 people from all over the country to make their way there during the 10-day event. That would be roughly half the number of previous years, but local residents and even a few bikers worry that the crowds could create a super spreader type of event. China slammed the United States for imposing barbarous sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong. In the toughest action by the United States on Hong Kong since China imposed the sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington sanctioned a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader. The move came after President Donald Trump's administration forced Chinese internet giants TikTok and WeChat to end all operations in the United States. Remember, you can listen live anytime at usaradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
John brings up the history, the track record, the known, let's say, claims and statements, the scams that were done and participated in by the guy, Robert Redfield, who heads the CDC now. Now, this is not to absolve this Deborah Birx lady, is it? I mean, she was along for the ride, or a co-worker of his for many years along with this, and she's right up there with him and doing things.
Yeah. And the Army eventually whitewashed this thing. They gave him a free pass. even though they were the ones who figured out what was going on. So obviously at some higher level it was decided, okay, we're not going to, you know, really go to the wall with this. We're just going to forget about it and move on. But then began his rise to power. Out of the army into civilian life, up through the CDC, etc., to his present position as director of the CDC and key member on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, which is, again, one of these unbelievable things where people would say, well, in that case, I mean, how could this be? Well, this is how the game works. Unfortunately, the same with Fauci. These people get into these positions. So when people ask what they should be thinking about the vaccine that's being promised now for COVID-19, here's a guy, Redfield, who was indicted, so to speak, for malpractice way back then having to do with the vaccine, now in a key position vis-a-vis a vaccine. Watch out.
Hmm. Yeah. Has anybody answered the question that I'm sure, I know you raised, I've raised many times over the years, thinking of Redfield and the so-called HIV vaccine that he was working on? If an antibody test, which we dispute that it's specific to HIV, but just give them for a second, indicates if it's positive that you're going to die, how are they going to differentiate between those that they would elicit via a so-called HIV vaccine, if they could ever do it? Right? It's like, what is your goal here? To get people, everybody to test positive on this test that you say will tell people they're going to die, and then if they had the vaccine, it's going to be indicative that you're going to live? What is the distinction? Has anybody ever answered that question adequately?
Yeah, I here's another piece of inside information from back in the day when I was writing my first book, AIDS, Inc. I'm trying to reconstruct this in my mind, how this all came about. This, I believe, was yet another conversation I had with somebody at the FDA. And basically what they said was, and I'm not sure whether they put this into writing or whether this was in a conversation, but it was very clear. At this point, which was, let's call it 1987, 88, they said, okay, now if a vaccine comes out, and a person gets the vaccine, he's going to be given a letter to carry around with him, which will indicate that if he ever tests positive on an HIV test, diagnostic test, he's going to show this letter, which will indicate that the antibodies that came up on the test are really from the vaccine, and therefore it's not a problem.
Because the letter says so.
Right? So in other words,
wow.
They're trying to have it both ways. They're saying if the antibodies show up on an HIV test, you're in deep, deep trouble.
Uh-huh.
If the same antibodies are produced by the vaccine, you're immune.
And here's the piece of paper to prove it. We give you a whole pass.
And here's the piece of paper to prove it, just so there's no misunderstanding. Well, the whole thing is a misunderstanding, and it's much more than that. It's a criminal, you know,
yes,
operation. Again, total contradiction, total inconsistency, and a person looking at this would say, well, it must be me because I'm seeing here just insanity, so no. You're seeing it correctly.
Yeah.
They're insane.
Yeah, you're the sane one in the room for seeing the insanity of those who are making claims that are completely contradictory to the, itself, if you will. This is where you get into the legal definition of absurdity. It is an absurdity. And we've been living under that absurdity ever since the era of HIV turning immunology and antibodies on their head. The point is, what are they going to do here with the so-called COVID-19? It hasn't changed. We once again revisit the fact that the COVID-19 test via RT-PCR is on the market, not because it's FDA approved and standardized around the world. Everybody knows exactly what it means. There's very little error rate, but because it's a emergency use authorization, there is no standard. It is not definitive as a test to say you have an infection of any kind, much less what they're calling COVID-19. That's not us making it up because we're wishful in that regard. It's just a fact. And then you go to the antibody test once again after the fact, where they're going, oh, antibodies are good. They don't last. They do last. There's B-cell stuff. Oh, wait, we see T-cell. Wait, that doesn't make sense. This is new. Hey, you have stuff from the common cold. You're good on this one. And all of these absurdities layered on absurdities are so absurd that the average folks will go, well, that can't be absurd for me to think it. Is absurd. So then you keep falling prey to their authoritarian dictates. And here we are looking at them as if they're the dunce in the room with all their degrees, or I call them degrees, because they ain't using the sense God gave them. You are, and you see through it, and then suddenly they call you the one that we shouldn't pay attention to.
Yeah, exactly. It's massive fraud. All the way along the line. They can say anything they want to. And if they control the government and the press, then it is authority speaking. That's what people tend to respond to until they see the truth, until they realize that they're being played and tricked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the game works. And part of my research and investigation over the years, starting really from scratch, was to unscramble all the technical rigmarole
mm-hmm.
that was being used to confuse people and to whipsaw them from one post to another about what was happening in the field of medical research. And it takes a certain amount of patience and conviction. Okay, you're saying this over here, but you're saying just the opposite over there. All right, so let's frame that and put it on the wall, because that's an example of fraud. Instead of, oh, there must be something I don't understand here, and I'm sure they're right. No, that's not it at all. And when you pile up these pictures on the wall, you know, 20, 30, 50, 100, and each one is making some vital point that's completely invalid, you see how widespread the fraud that really is.
Well, people ask sometimes, why don't you just believe they're the people that have the degrees, they're the ones in authority, why don't you just believe them? Like, because I've done the work to dismantle what they're saying, and they contradict themselves time and time again. And if we just look at some of the more, if I could call them superficial aspects of this scamdemic and lockdown, it's the mask issue. How many conflicting reports on masks? It works. They don't work. You need them. You don't need them. And, of course, just on a physical measurement scale, if you believe that a virus, novel, new, or otherwise, is the cause of this thing, how do you then argue that a mask that has chain-link fence-size partitions to allow mosquitoes through, you know, and you think you're going to be protected from mosquitoes, put that down on the micro scale, and that's what you've got with all the masks out there, and viral proteins or particles. So it's just one fallacy after another. So it's like, no, I'm not impressed. I'm not razzle-dazzled because you have a degree, doctor or scientist. And I think that's, you know, where people are now finally coming to, as more and more people are reading No More Fake News, you know, visiting with John Rappaport and hearing us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is that, no, we don't fall prey to the razzle-dazzle of people with high learned degrees. Doesn't mean that we dismiss them out of hand just because they have a degree, but at the same time, we don't believe them just because they have it either.
That's right. And if you could get access to, let's say, medical school or to colleges in general and teach people logic and critical thinking, with examples like the kinds of examples that we were just talking about in the last 20 minutes here, and start to challenge these students and not let them off the hook, and get some of them to begin to see the light as to what they are falling prey to in their desperate hunger for a degree and a certificate to practice medicine, a license and all of that, you would see a different world. Mm-hmm. You would see people waking up and not accepting, you know, the resolution of their confusion by just saying, okay, I'm just going to listen to what the news tells me and obey. That would go out the window.
Well, and that's part of the negative aspect of a psyop, because, you know, you can have positive psychological operations and negative, but the negative one would be playing in confusion, keeping people so off balance that they never find solid ground, and so they give up in despair and say, okay, whatever you say, whatever you want, I'll just do it, I'll just comply. They worn you down, they beat you down, because you don't have a logical basis from which to leap or even take a baby step from, because they've eliminated that from the curricula in most public and even private schools. They don't teach you critical thinking skills. They teach you what to think. Here, this is how you think. And it's like, no, that's basically teaching you to be a robot.
I'll give you an example of that quickly. A guy got in touch with me who runs, let's just call it an alternative training school for health practitioners to be students, not medical doctors. So okay, these would be people that you would assume are quite bright and, you know, ready to learn something important.
Okay, we're going to have to cliffhanger that. I want to learn about this, and let's hear from John Rappaport when we come back from this break. We got to take a break, and check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the John Rappaport, No More Fake News, many of our supportive sponsors that make this show go. Please say thanks to them. Just click on any of the banners and sign up for email alerts as well, here and with John. Critical thinking skills, logic, these things that your great fortune, like my son got a teacher in middle school years, that all she wanted to do was teach the kids how to think, not what to think. And my son has benefited ever since then, as a young man, to be critical about everything. And that's a good place to be. And you're talking about being in a holistically oriented scholastic setting. And now you're talking with someone about this very issue?
Yeah. He got in touch with me, and he said that when these students come to him, he can't get them to think. You know, they would be, I'm not sure what the requirements are. I would assume you have to have some kind of a degree, a college degree. I don't know what you need to get in, but, you know, these are not children. I mean, they're verging on adulthood, and they can't think. He said, I can't get them to question below the surface, was kind of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they seem to be there to learn what they needed to learn to get their diploma and their certificate. It was almost as if, you know, they were substituting a new form of authority for the old one. And he was trying to get them to think critically, to use logic, and he was at bay because they didn't have it. They weren't taught previously, and they didn't seem to have even the curiosity to get into it. So he was asking what I could possibly help with, and unfortunately the whole COVID insanity came in, and, you know, I guess they went to online, whatever. But rampant. It's everywhere.
Isn't that something that you have offered over the years, though, like a course in critical thinking and logic that people can actually
tap
into?
Yeah, the basic course in logic. What I told him was, I think what these students need is something face-to-face. If we could set up a classroom Skype or something where I could actually, you know, teach them and challenge them and work with them with examples, we might get somewhere, but it didn't work out.
No, and folks, if you have access to the internet, and likely you do at this point, tap into John's courses that are available in, you know, basic course in logic, et cetera, and we've got that linked up. Real quick, I want to wrap up on a question of the day that came in last week from Tina. She said, it's a long question, and we'll just do a brief version of it, about the CDC study that we talked about, and John, you wrote about, confirming that face masks don't work. And he says, there are two excerpts that she threw at us that said they're at odds, hoping for clarification. And you know, I'm not going to go into depth. I don't want you to go into depth because we don't have time, but there's always discrepancy in any given article for publication and also the concern for the ability to be published. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. In that particular piece, you can see how there are certain moments in it when the authors are kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth. And my take on that is they're doing that in order to get this piece published. If they were to go all the way, which they do at times, they're saying basically, we've reviewed a number of studies that show that influenza viruses are not stopped by masks. So therefore, the idea of stopping transmission doesn't work. But then they kind of sort of reverse course here and there in the same review. And what I'm saying is, my opinion is they generally will do that sort of thing in order to hedge their bets, to get the piece in print and published so it doesn't look too radical.
Yeah, folks, there's a religious aspect to even peer review science. If you raise a question that is just outside of the bounds of what's allowed, or make a statement that kind of violates a dogma, in this case, masks work, they do, you know, so you have to temper, even if your data shows, and even if within the article it shows it, they'll come back with another statement that tends to soften it so the academicians can go, oh, we could still let this one through, there's enough plausible deniability. And that's the way the game is played, folks. That's why we have John Rappaport on here each week, and as long as we can, we'll keep it going, John. Thank you, my friend. Another great show.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, remember this, the power to think critically and the power to heal. It's truly yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.